Hi, this is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship Healing.
Hi, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Creation Lightship Healing. Today is Wednesday, October 16th, 2013, and we are live on Station 1 tonight with Ron Amatron, and we also have a wonderful sponsor tonight, Tierra. So we'll be taking all of her questions, and it's going to be a great hour. If you're interested in sponsoring a show yourself, I put a link in the fast chat on bbsradio.com, and you can also find out more about sponsoring and all of the other wonderful healings and clearings that Ron does on his website, creationlightship.com. And if you scroll all the way down on the left-hand side, there is a link to sponsor a radio show highlighted in green. So, Ron, I thought maybe we could charge up the light being for everybody, and if you're just joining us for the first time, you can find that image of the light being at creationlightship.com. Over on the right-hand side, you'll see it there, the image that looks like the face, or you can find it on our BBS radio homepage, which is bbsradio.com/creationlightship. So, Ron, I'll say good evening to everybody, and I'll turn it over to you, so maybe we can bring in some nice peace energy for everybody in their space. Over to you, Ron.
Hey, here we go, everybody. So I'll bring up the light beam, and we're going to energize. We'll bring in the males tonight. So here they come. So one, two, three. Oh, boy, I'm yawning. Oh, four and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And a little more energy. So stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Oh, well, see everybody's doing tonight, so I'll turn it back over to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, thanks, Ron. So if you're just joining us, Ron just charged the image of the light being, and we have a sponsor tonight. So normally we would do a Q&A show, where everyone sends questions over and we take comments and questions on the fast chat. But since we have a sponsor, we're not going to do that tonight. The sponsorship is a great way to really get all of your questions answered, or if you have specific questions you want to ask of Ron and the Creation Lightship. So if everybody could just hold their questions and calls until next week, we'll get back into the regular show. And we'd like to welcome Tierra. So welcome, Tierra. And just wondering how you found out about the Creation Lightship and how long you've been listening to the show and maybe what kind of clearings you've done before we get into your questions.
Great. Thank you. So I have I heard about Creation Lightship from a friend of the family who told me probably about like 6 months ago and sent me an email, and then it took me a while to finally check it out. But a couple months ago, I looked into it and started reading about it online and doing some of the sample clearings, and just have been really loving it and doing it as much as possible. Both me and my husband both have been doing a lot of the clearings. And the ones that we've done so far are the emotional clearing, the feeling clearing, the entity clearing, the mental clearing, and the death barcode. And then we've gone through, I think, most of the free clearings also. And I've just been really loving them and running them as much as possible and getting into running some of the other ones, too, and looking at which ones to do next. So it's been really great. And there was one, too, I did the, when I did the mental clearing, that was, I had a great experience doing that one. That was one that I had kind of put off for a while, and when I did it, I did the Lifetime, and I had kind of had a headache at the time and lots of mind chatter going on. And when I did the Lifetime clearing, all of my thoughts cleared. I felt so much just at peace, and my headache completely cleared, too, while I was doing it. So that one I had a really great experience with. And, yeah, I've just been loving doing them and have a whole bunch of questions that have come up, too, in the process of reading over things and doing the different healings, too. So I'm happy to be here and getting to ask them.
That's so great. Yeah, I think the mental clearing is a really great clearing to do. So I think it does help a lot of different issues that are going on in your life because the mind energy is so strong.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. So, yeah, maybe I'll just turn it over to you and Ron, and you can just go ahead if you have, you know, I don't know if you have, like, a list of questions you want to ask or.
Yeah, I have a list.
Well, great.
Right.
Okay.
So, yeah, get started. Great. So one of my first questions is, as I'm kind of dipping into all the different clearings, I was wondering, I know I've been also working on my own with, like, the mind-to-heart drop or doing the shrink wrapping, and also just kind of had a question in terms of working towards ascension and really working as much as I can to keep bringing my spirit back into my body as much as possible and living from my heart. And I'm just curious if there are more kind of practices outside of doing the clearings that you'd recommend to do to really help with that process, and also if there are certain programs that are really essential to do, maybe outside of the ones I've already done, and if there's any ones that are really important to do in terms of ascension or that would be really helpful for keeping your spirit in your body.
Okay, yeah, the mind of heart drop is probably maybe one of the most important things. I think most people listening are probably doing the mind-to-heart drop, you know, quite often, maybe, you know, six times a day or so. I hear people talking about it. And they say, yeah, they always do it to stay centered. So what clearing would be good to do next? Well, some clearing that would tend to release the energies around you or coming to you. We have the free ones, you know, the satellite and the head connector ones. To go a little deeper, you may want to get into the natal chart, the natal clearing. That one can help out a lot because you can put in there, you know, your name, your birth name, nicknames, house, street addresses that you used to live in, phone numbers, etc. And that can help to release some of those, say, key words the tracking energies that are connecting you to, you know, the unwanted universal travelers out there. So that they kind of like zero in on you, like with your name, for instance. That's why I'll do a sample of this here. So everybody out there listening, just say your first name out loud, and then from there I'll just take away the vowel. So here we go. Just kind of see how your name resonates with yourself. We'll take away the A. People have A's in their name. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. E, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. A, E, I, O, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And U, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And now say your name, and more than likely you're not going to resonate to it. You know, before it was like deep inside of you. When you said your name, your body kind of, you know, woke itself up. Kind of like if you were sleeping in school or something, you know, or daydreaming, and the teacher would, you know, mention your name, and you'd all of a sudden get jarred and wake up, and, oh, where am I, you know? They're asking me a question or something. So that clearing helps to get that off you, plus you know, you can also put in other things, even probably planets. So how does that feel for you, Tiara?
That was great. I put my phone on mute so I could say out my name out loud, and it was great. I noticed a huge difference in how it sounded the second time versus the first time. So I'll definitely check out that clearing. That sounds really good.
And that one works well, you know, when you have something that's bothering you, you don't know what it is, you can go in there and clear some of that energy off of it. Another clearing that I recommend probably would be the self-empowerment one. That one, I think, is mm-hmm. 6 weeks long. I think it's $50. And that one, and I put that one up for people who had called me up a lot of times, you know, just kind of people with the same issues. Like, Ron, I'm really stuck. I can't get a job. I can't get any money. I'm having a problem with life in general. I have a great job, but, you know, I don't have any friends or, you know, all different things like this where you're actually being stuck somewhere. And so that clearing is very good to do. And most people who do that one also do the psychic billboard clearing.
So those two
work hand in hand. I would recommend if people are listening and they wanted to do that, first do the self-empowerment. Then after that, do your psychic billboard. And then along with that, then start doing the timeline crashing. So that's kind of how I think I would put that. And then also, you might be in fear. Remember, you maybe have issues of fear, so you might want to do a whole lifetime fear clearing after that. Back to you, Tiara.
Great. Thank you. That's great. That's a good setup. I'll be excited to check those ones out. And I also had another question about when using the unlimited clearing, like I have the, you know, emotional, mental, feeling. I'm wondering if it works to run those, like, consistently for days and just under the specific incident. And I'm just also curious how specific you need to be. Like, is it really just working with a very specific area, like clear my emotions regarding, you know, this conversation or my work? Or can you kind of make it more general in terms of, like, you know, clear all emotion and darkness and judgment and replace it with light and spirit? Is that something that you can do and then just keep running it for days so it's constantly working? Or do you need to do it just in the fit more specifically and shorter times?
Well, it's designed to be more specific with the problem, but I would imagine if you're pretty much cleaned out, you could probably do kind of a general clearing, but mainly it's designed for an issue. But whatever
okay.
you feel your issue is, then zero in on the issue to clear that out.
Okay, great. Okay, that is good to know. Okay.
And I don't mean to interrupt, but one of the things I did want to say, Ron, is, and Tiara, is that, like, I think that there's really no limit to what the clearings can do. They work for all areas of your life. So it's like if you do the prosperity jumpstart of the prosperity bundle, and you already kind of have a great life, like you have a nice house, you have a job that you like, and you have enough money, and you're not really worried about those things, it's interesting to see sometimes what they do for other areas of your life. So I think what's so great about the clearings is that they can only help you, and it all depends on what area you want to zero in on. I mean, even if you're not in, like, a 911 emergency situation, they can still really have a big impact on your life and change your life. So back over to you guys.
Great. Thank you. That's helpful to hear. Okay. And I had another question too about, in terms of kind of in the same vein of really getting the most out of the clearings. I've heard on some of your radio shows, the archives and that kind of thing, that there's a certain, like, the more kind of faith or belief that you have in it, the more it'll work. So I'm just wondering if there's anything else, too, in terms of doing the clearings. Like, is it more helpful, to not be active? Like, a lot of times I'll clean the house and just be doing things all around while clearings are happening. Or is there any other kind of thing that's helpful to really assist yourself in receiving the benefits of the clearings?
Okay, yeah. So I guess a lot of people... maybe the first time through, you might want to kind of, you know, listen to your body to see what's happening on the clearing to maybe get some information that you might need.
Mm-hmm.
You can do whatever you want. It's interesting as people do absentee clearings for, like, a friend of theirs or something. It takes about 3 days to take effect, only because, you know, you're changing somebody's whole reality. Getting rid of the judgment. So if you did it instantly for somebody like it does it online, the person may think that something's wrong with them. What's going on with me? You know, because I don't have any more thoughts. You know, so yeah. You could do, it's kind of up to you. If it's the first time clearing, don't have the unlimited, then, you know, I would probably stick with the clearing to see what it's like and just sit there because you have to click the, you know, the tabs anyway over a little bit sometimes or stop and pause it to walk around. But if you're doing the unlimited, then, you can still do whatever you want to do. Just put the clearing on and run it. You don't have to really be aware because it works anyway.
Great. Okay, that's good to hear. Okay, and then another question I had was about the timelines. And I just was wondering if you could speak a little more about what they are in terms of what a timeline is. And also, I mean, it sounds like tons, you can get taken on lots of different timelines throughout even one day. So it seems like throughout your lifetime, there would be, you could be on like maybe thousands or millions of different timelines. So I'm also wondering, I know it seems like it's more specific when you're working with a timeline on one incident, but I'm wondering if there's any way to kind of bring yourself back from all of those timelines. And if your spirit is being taken and kind of in all these different timelines, is there some way to kind of bring all of those back, or is it just you try to work with specific ones as much as possible and that will help? So I'm just was curious about the timelines.
Okay, the timelines are like the movie set that you're on for the day, in a sense, mm-hmm. but they go in and out of time all the time. They get switched off and on. So let's see, how do I answer that question? So the timeline is normally a event in your life that gets replicated over and over and over again. And also, it could be happening at all the same time with this one here. So it happens both ways. So it could be a parallel life, and it could be parallel lives happening for the whole day.
Hmm.
That's why you have, in a sense, deja vu sometimes, seeing something happening. So a timeline is actually just like what you're living life right now, but it's replicated. And the trouble with the timeline, the major thing is that you don't know what you're doing out on those timelines because you are living a life like you have right now. It's real on a different movie set or the same movie set, okay? As they uh-huh. could have fabricated the same exact situation. So the timelines are controlled by different alien, what would I use the word? I guess producers or something. So these people are having control of you on that timeline, taking away your life force energy. And then they can also maybe change the scenes for you too a little bit. So timeline is not good to be on. You only want to be in one life, the present moment, be in the now. And if you're out on, 500 timelines, all running parallel or in sync with this one, the same exact moment in time on those timelines, but they're not made of light, then they can copy and paste up into your timeline. That's where you see cars appear next to you, people all of a sudden show up out of nowhere. Just weird things happen. So that's how the timelines are, unfortunately. Most people don't talk about it the way we talk about it on this show here because a lot of people don't understand what they are or even have a clue on how they're even affecting
right.
them. They just think a parallel life is just happens once in a while and it's out there in the beyond, as a multidimensional life or something. Well, there's more than one of those. So they can affect you and actually cause you harm here. They can copy and paste that energy from those timelines into this reality here. That's where you lose your keys or something else because you're actually abducted onto another timeline and you were there living it. And here, when you came back, your keys are left on another timeline. And now you're in the now and you wonder where your keys went. So that's what happens. Anything to add to that, Elizabeth?
I know, like, when I first started listening to the show, I was really confused about timelines, and it kind of took me a while to wrap my head around what they were and how they worked, but there's a really great explanation on Ron's website. If you go to the Timeline Crash, there's an option for a week-long and a month-long. And it basically explains how, basically what the alien races did is created these timelines, you know, eons ago. And the darkness kind of developed this technology as a way to feed off of our spirit energy. So it's basically a way that we're being forced to live parallel lives in cloned bodies, and your spirit is moving back and forth between these timelines, and it causes a lot of challenges and also conditions that take away our free will, free choice. So it says here there are three possibilities. The aliens can abduct your spirit on a timeline. The aliens can abduct your body on a timeline and have your body living on another timeline, or you can have a combination of one or two on multiple or you can have a combination of the two on one or multiple timelines. So what the timeline crashing does is it releases you from these parallel lifetimes that the aliens abduct you onto for whatever they're doing to you. And you remove the timeline, you remove the clone, and that returns more of your spirit energy back to you. So basically what the timeline crashing is doing is giving you more spirit energy so that you can sort of take care of your personal issues. You know, if you have physical problems or conditions, if you have emotional problems or mental problems, it also helps to clear out the life forms that are already inhabiting the body. So I think that, you know, a lot of people vary in terms of what they timeline crash. It pretty much works for anything in your life. You can also do spaces. You can timeline crash where you live, where you work, your car. You can't do it for, like, larger areas. I know people have asked, you know, can I timeline crash the highway or, you know, my doctor's building or whatever, but it doesn't really work for that. But if you have, like, an office where you, you know, you have a computer and you're working maybe in, like, a cubicle or something, you can definitely do that. It's like you can also do physical spaces, which I think is a great way to sort of use timeline crashing for your advantage. And I think if, you know, if you do it on your house, Ron, I would think that, you know, all of the people and animals and plants living in your house would benefit from that, wouldn't they?
Yeah, everything in your house will benefit when you do a clearing or a space clearing. That's all. I'll just do a sample right now.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Here we go. Just kind of sense the energy in your house. For Tierra right now, the house is probably pretty much neutralized. When you come on these programs, the light beings come in, and the whole place has changed. So anyway, I don't know if you feel that or not, but here we go. I'm in on that after here. But we'll do it for the other people here. So here we go. Feel the energy in the room that you're in. Or if not, walk into your next room, because maybe your computer is just in maybe your bedroom or something. But check out another room and just hear my voice now as you're in the other room, and I'll clear that room for you. It will probably have some more of the dark energy in it. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, there we go. So, did you feel a change yourself, Tierra, when you were getting ready for the show tonight? Did you feel the light beings come in maybe half an hour before or anything?
Yeah, you know, I was cooking in the kitchen and I kept getting really hot. Like, I kept having all these, like, heat waves through my body, and the whole house and space felt much more light. Like, I felt like the air was lighter somehow. So I was definitely feeling and noticing that right before the show too. It was great.
Yep, that's what happens.
That's great.
At times, sometimes I'll be myself doing stuff and be completely almost exhausted. And I know that I have to do this program. It's the same on the conference calls. And, it's like you're dragging and you go, oh, man, I got to get on that call or do this, you know. Within 2 minutes, you know, the energy completely changes and you're like a different person. For the people listening may actually even feel that same way. Maybe you got on the call tonight, didn't feel too well, maybe had some physical problems or something, or just felt exhausted, and all of a sudden right now you go, wow, all this stuff left me. Well, it's just the peace energy coming in. And that's what it does. It takes away everything that's not of peace. Living a lot of not of peace here. So, back to you, Yara.
Great. So I had another question, too, that I think kind of has to do with the timeline, which has to do with, like, sleeping and dreams also. And I know I've heard you talk about before also how, you know, when you, if you do have a lot of dreams, that could be just kind of like these parallel lifetimes, or you're on another timeline and that's what you're seeing in your dreams. And so I'm wondering, you know, before I go to sleep, sometimes I'll just say, like, you know, spirit, please stay in my body while I'm sleeping and, like, stay close to me. And I'm wondering if there's anything else that you would recommend, even like a program maybe to run while you're sleeping, or if there's something else that would be helpful for you to do or command your spirit or body to do so that you aren't going on to these other timelines in your dreams.
Yeah, a lot of people, I find, put up the alien attack page, and they'll just leave the light beam up, maybe find something in there. That page is so comprehensive. I think there's maybe like, I don't know, half a dozen or all different chapters in there that you can go into, basically. It's just so much in there.
That's a really extensive one.
Yep, and maybe even do a space-time or a satellite crash during the night, too. That may help out, just to get the energy.
Okay.
And so the satellite one probably is a really quick way to do it. Then if not, if it's a little more a situation, we'll say, happening, then you may want to get on the alien attack page. Satellite one works really well.
Sometimes I do gray skies, too, at night. If it's like a cloudy night, I'll leave that one up and running, during the day, and then I'll just continue it into the night.
Great, okay.
And that's also a free recommended, or I think it's a sample healing, so under the recommended healing.
Okay, great. Thank you. And the alien attack one, that's one you can, like, enter in, like, a specific incident, too, if you wanted to do that, and, like, write something in there about sleeping or dreams, and that would take care of that also.
Yeah, it's a pretty extensive clearing page. I put that one up when I'd go to expos, like I've mentioned in the past. I get people walking up to me, and they kind of want to talk to me in private, and they tell me about how I can't sleep at night, how the aliens are dealing with them and stuff. So I put that one up because of that a long time ago. So I'm sure a lot of people are using that every night if they do feel something weird happening.
Great. So, okay, that's good to know.
Vera.
And also waking up, too. Like, sometimes when I wake up in the morning, especially kind of out of all of those dreams, I'll feel like, whoa, like, kind of how do I get back into my body and bring my spirit back in? So would you recommend doing those clearings, or is there something else that would be great kind of like to start the day, like kind of waking up out of a dream, something that would be helpful to kind of get back and collected to start the day with?
Got any ideas?
You know, I think a lot of people timeline crash their dreams.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you don't remember specific dreams, I mean, chances are at night you're dreaming, even if you don't remember it. So what you can do, too, is, this is a good idea, too. You can just timeline crash. You can set the timer for, like, 600 minutes, I think. I know some people have done this, that our regular listeners have been talking about this, and then set it to run at night, and then you can just put in like the evening's date, maybe like 10, 16, 2013 through 10, 17 dreams.
And
that to run. Wouldn't that work, Ron? You can do, because I think what'll happen is if you set it to run for a longer period of time, when it gets to the end of the timeline, it just starts crashing the next one.
Yes.
So some people like to do that, and I think a lot of them have found that can be helpful.
Okay, great.
If you don't want to do the full-on alien attack page, maybe it's like not that big of an issue for you, but that's an idea.
Okay,
and
that's
maybe
helpful.
We could ask some of the people on the fast chat too if they've had any success with clearing dreams or maybe reoccurring dreams, like what kind of clearings they've used. So anybody listening, if you have any ideas, you can type them in for Tierra on the fast chat. And that goes for any of the questions. Like if you have done a clearing that you think relates, let us know.
Great. Thank you.
No problem.
So I also have a couple questions, too, that are a little bit more kind of on the technical side of using the website. And one of them, I was curious about this in terms of if you're running a few different programs at once and you, like, minimize them, and the light being face might be, like, the size of, like, a pencil eraser. Is that still working, or does the light being on your page actually need to be, you know, half the size or kind of full screen, or is it fine if they're really tiny pictures of them?
Well, it will work, but I would personally use a larger picture, mainly because it's energy coming off of the picture, and a larger picture will give you more energy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I would go to a picture that's probably smaller than maybe 4x5, something like that.
Okay.
You could try it and maybe just do put up a small little picture, then kind of make it larger and larger and until you go full screen. And
mm-hmm.
what I would do is stand back from your computer screen, you know, if you can get back maybe 10, 15 feet or so, and just see how the light beam is projecting energy into your room.
Okay. And if that's that's really good to know. So, and then if we have just say, you know, six clearings running at the same time and they're all minimized, can we just have one picture, like one picture of the light being on our screen, and all of those clearings would be done through that one picture on the screen? Or do we actually need to have as many light beams as we have programs running?
That's a very good question. Yeah, one light beam picture will cover a lot. So yeah, you can do a lot of healing, multiple healings with just one light beam up.
Okay, great.
I would think that if you do probably more than maybe four different ones or something like that. Some people might want to do multiple timeline crashes, so you may want to get a little more of the light being up on the screen, maybe a couple more, or at least one more or something. But I'd give it a try. But one light beam is fine, as long as it's large enough. Maybe like a 4x5 picture should be pretty good, I would think.
Yeah, I think with timeline crashes, because you're specifically crashing one timeline, I think you would want to have, like, I can get maybe, like, 6 to 10 images, like, if I create multiple windows and then I have them all on my laptop screen, I can get maybe anywhere from 6 to 10 because they're all crashing separate timelines, I would think. But if you're just clearing, if you're running, like, multiple clearings at once, like Ron said, and you have the one picture up, that's great to know. I didn't know that, so that's great info. So you can run multiple clearings but only have one big light beam picture up. But I guess for timeline crashing, you might want to do separate pictures. Is that correct, Ron? Am I understanding that right?
Yeah, the more you have up, the better it's going to be.
Okay.
But you can do it with just one. So I may not be giving the exact right information here. but I would say if you're really going to be doing this and you want to get a lot of work done, I would probably look for maybe a used computer for maybe $100 and just use that one only and put the full screen light beam up, or maybe 4 light beams or something on it if you can do it that way. So that's what I would kind of suggest. Do it that way, because you have availability of all those light beams working with you. And a lot of people are doing multiple clearings, and then they're running their computer fine, but it's along with what they're doing on their computer. Maybe your job is being on the computer. If you can get just another one to put beside you, that's what I would recommend. And typically, the larger the screen, the better. And if you get a lot of multiple clearings going at once, you're going to feel great.
Okay, great. That's good to know. Thank you. I'll look into getting a computer so we can just run them all bigger and have one that's just kind of set up for that. That's great.
Yeah, most people have extra computers, You can always always ask 10 people around you, because computers are here, everybody has maybe a newer one and they have an older one, and they just say, I need to get the best one out there, so I change mine every 2 or 3 years to get an updated computer, and they may have a couple of them hanging around,
Right,
so to them, it may not mean that much as far as money to them, because they have to keep current. What they're doing with the computer speed and everything else, and the new, operating systems, where anything that you get would probably work great. Even if you got like an older, let's say Windows 95 or something. I don't know how many, going back that far. I'm just talking about an older date, but I don't know. Maybe somebody online on the Fast Chat could say what would be maybe the best. The best year to start off with, maybe you want to get an XP computer, the XP system on it, or some type of, Apple, but, I know XP would work fine, I think.
I use Windows 7, and it's fine. Okay. And with a Mac, I have it's just OS 10, but it's an old iMac. And it works fine for just, doing clearings.
How old is that computer?
The iMac?
Oh, yeah, the one that
you're using. Oh, gosh. It's from, 2003, 2004, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's pretty old, as computers go.
Yeah, it seems like there are a lot of people out there. I know some people in our family have asked around, and there have been people who have computers that they got just for running programs, too. So that's a great idea. I think we'll definitely do that. Seems like there are a lot out there.
Oh, and the other thing, too, Ron, is I don't know if you know this, Tara, but if you're going to be out, working or whatever during the day, you can put up a picture of yourself in front of the computer and run your clearings that way. So, or if you want to run them for somebody else, you can put their picture and, if you're not physically able to be in the room, you can do it that way. And especially if it's a really long clearing and you know you're going to be gone for a while, you can run it that way. That's also very helpful.
Yeah, that's been great. And when you do that, too, or if you're not using the picture, is it fine if you're just in your house, or do you actually need to be in this? If you don't have a picture up, do you need to be in the exact same room, or can you kind of wander from room to room?
Yeah, you could go from room to room. That's no problem.
Okay, great. Just if you're leaving the house to put up a picture.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, great. And can you put also 2 pictures up? Just say I'm doing clearing for my husband and I while we're at work. Can I put 2 pictures on one computer, and that's fine too?
Yep, that's fine too, yes, uh-huh.
Okay, great.
So if you happen
and
to
one
have,
other question.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's good, yeah. Especially if you both say, I'm going to have maybe an emotional day today. There's some stuff happening, or it's a really intense day. Well, then you may want to even do a clearing that you could put for both of you, maybe like a space clearing, and put the timer up.
Mm-hmm.
You want to set all the different clearings, see which one you can run the timer, maybe when you're at work for the 8 hours, you know, maybe put it on for 400 minutes or something.
Okay.
So that way it'll be on when you're at work, you know, if you work for 8 hours, right? That's
right.
Maybe 500 minutes or 600 minutes or something. It'll cover your driving time in that, and just find out which one would work well for that without you. Because sometimes you have to go back and change the buttons on, okay?
Okay.
The ones that don't, you could just run that clearing and, you know, maybe put your pictures in front of your monitor. Keep the monitor on naturally. You could change the brightness on it if you needed to. Some people are concerned about power consumption. I don't know if there's that much now with the new flat screen stuff, but, you know, in the old days it could be, and you could lower the brightness somewhat.
That's good to know, too.
So if you are at night, you know, and you have your computer on in your bedroom, and you go, man, I can't sleep, you know, with all this bright light, just lower your monitor, you know, down a little bit, so it'll still work.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Great. Yeah, I thought it had to be full brightness, so that's good to know, too. And also, there was another question I had about something that keeps kind of popping up about the timers, because sometimes I'll run clearings for, you know, maybe 5 hours or something, and then the timer will just be at zero, but it won't, the little pop-up won't come up saying that the session's complete. So I'm wondering, has it actually completed if that little pop-up doesn't come up?
Yes, it would be completed.
Or do we need to redo the...
Yeah, it would stop. Once the timer stops, the clearing stops, so...
Okay, great. So it's still completed even if the pop-up window doesn't come up.
Right, uh-huh.
Okay, great. Great. This is great asking all these questions. Thank you for answering them.
You're very welcome.
And I also had a question. This is kind of a little bit of a bigger picture question, but I'm just kind of curious what your perspective on this is in terms of kind of like as humanity, kind of why we're here and what we're doing. And it seems like from what I've heard you share that a lot of us have just kind of been trapped here in this kind of continuous cycle of lives. And, you know, we all have like, you know, jobs and family and kind of the physical things to do and live out here. And I'm just kind of curious if there is something that, I mean, that we are kind of like meant to be doing here, or if it's really just working with ourselves and clearing things out so that we can ascend and go back to where we came from.
Oh, boy. Well, I don't know where to begin.
That's like a whole other show. We need another hour.
Yeah.
Basically, I would like to be out of here yesterday, okay?
Yeah.
I don't mind, you know, working with people and everything else, but there's so many clones out there now that they may not understand what's happening, and a lot of them now are becoming more conscious.
Mm-hmm.
But the humans that are here, most people are really tired of being here, okay?
Yeah.
And for that matter, and I have people that are under situations with the aliens, the underground is probably one of the main things that people get sucked into somehow. The people that are more consciously aware typically could be under more of an attack than the ones that are numbed out. Remember, initially, I think what kind of happened is that the mind control patterns came in, and most people become numbed out with the mind energies, like watching TV all the time or something, you know? And then all of a sudden, the ones that aren't, the dark side goes, uh-oh, this person's realizing that it could be, you know, against our benefit here, so we better try to numb them out somewhat so they don't tell all their friends about being more conscious, you know, kind of like just forget about the light ship. Just look at people who are more aware are probably going to be under more of an attack. And so for that thing, because they know that, you know, life is should be different than what it is. Most people don't realize it. So I would like to, like I said, be out of here, you know, yesterday. It's just getting a little more difficult each day. This has been just a really, really rough year. Started, you know, I saw stuff coming down the pike before June of last year. That's why we put up the nano clearing, because I could see all these things coming in to harm people. And then it hit the 2012 mark, you know, December 21st, and abductions started happening like crazy. And then they took out the old timeline. Remember, they were probably running, I can't guarantee this, but I would say we're running the timeline for the last 2,000 years. It was pretty consistent, you know. And all of a sudden, it's like the aliens wanted to get a whole brand new operating system, right? So we went from whatever it used to be to some brand new one that was designed to bring and connect with clones. So this is why you probably feel, if you're awake out there, you go, wow, it just feels weird to me now. You know, I look around and nothing seems to resonate with me like it used to. And you may not even remember what it was like. So, a long time ago. I'm looking at, we're already in the 10th month. I mean, I can kind of remember, almost, you know, talking about, you know, in December about stuff. I have to go really back to pull that stuff up. But where did this year go, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I think the humans are being, are just having a more difficult time. The other people that are here that aren't humans, that are maybe more controlled robotic programs or clone replicas that are here, looking like the people that were taken off planet, they may not know the difference. That could be one reason why, can't say this for sure, but maybe why, you know, we have the chemtrails, you know? Maybe that doesn't affect the clones as much as it does humans. I don't know. Also have, you know, people talk about the seeds from Monsanto. And you go, uh-oh, you know, what's going down the pike here? And then you have, you know, people talking about the water being polluted. Well, maybe the robotic people, and if you look at all the movies, just to go slightly sideways, most of the movies now, you know, starting off probably from the Terminator and things, you start seeing robotic parts in people. The future is probably robotic people living here, and maybe not too many humans, okay? Robotic people would normally come back to try to save the human race. That's a lot of those shows are about.
Right. You
look at the different movies out now, and you see the robotics happening, fighting things out there. That's what the future is. And I would like to see, you know, all those timelines get out of here, so we could really enjoy the planet, and maybe it would clear up instantly. But the whole thing is timeline. So they brought in a brand new operating system. Like I mentioned, sometimes you just don't know where you are. Oh, nothing seems to mesh. The timelines aren't ruined. You know, you're walking, and all of a sudden you feel like you're in a different place for a couple of steps, and you walk some more, and you go, oh, this feels okay to me now. You're kind of getting used to being bumped on and off the timeline. I didn't answer your question all the way, but that might be the gist of what's kind of happening here. So,
yeah, that was very helpful. Thank you.
Ascension should have been in 2008, sometime in that time frame.
Uh-huh.
So, like 5 years
and
overdue.
So and it hasn't happened just because we haven't been ready to do that?
I don't know. I already... I tried to get out of here a while back, and it didn't work. So I don't know what the scheme is and is why I just take us out of here. You know, I don't like to see people suffer, and I don't know.
Okay, and in terms of, like, you were sharing about the, you know, the dark side coming in and trying to numb more people who are getting more conscious. Is there anything that we can do, with, you know, practicing on our own, telling ourselves or talking to our spirit in some way, or any clearing that would help in protecting us from the dark side coming in and numbing out or all the attacks? Are there certain clearings that are specifically good for that?
Yeah, any of the ones on the alien attack page that might pertain to that would be great.
Okay.
Other ones, I'd say do the free ones, the satellite and the head connector. Get off of those energies that are keywords that you have in yourself that connect you to the implants and mind control transmissions, like your name. No. Do you have any other suggestions? I know those free clearings work out really well. Do you have anything, Elizabeth?
I think that it's kind of a good idea, too, to sometimes do that media cording clearing. Because that, a lot of the times, I find I don't, like, hardly ever watch the news anymore. And when I do, I'm just like, oh, my gosh, it's just... You actually feel yourself. I don't know if you've been, you know, experiences, but if you've done your clearings, you actually kind of feel yourself getting abducted onto these timelines, and you can stop it. That's a really good clearing to do for any sort of issues you may feel connected to. Maybe, you know, you've been hearing a lot about pollution or, you know, stuff in the news, and you want to disconnect from that. Doesn't mean that you don't care about it, but it's a good way to sort of disconnect from the energy that the media is putting out there and trying to get you hooked up to. Also, you could do it for, like, movies and TV shows that you've seen. If you have, like, a gut reaction to something you see in a film, chances are that may or may not have happened to you, and you want to clear that out. I think that's a pretty inexpensive clearing to do, and you can sort of run it whenever you have an issue. That's the only thing that really comes to mind right now, Ron. I'm gonna just take a look here and see if there's anything else that maybe would work. I don't know if the dark side control clearing would be helpful. That's one we don't really talk about a lot, but I think that one might kind of help. And also, I know you mentioned the nano clearing, Ron, but the dark side mind control transmissions. I don't know. Did you do that one, Tiara, or did you do...
I did
whole lifetime mental.
Yeah, I did the whole lifetime mental and the death barcode.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say. I think it all depends on, like, the issues that you are dealing with and how they came to you, whether it was from, like, watching something or seeing something or, like, having a run-in with someone who is practicing dark side mind control transmissions. So it all depends on, like, what personally affects your life.
Right. And it seems like it is more of the kind of, like, mental... You know, something kind of do with lots of, like, mental activities. So that's where I was drawn to the mental clearing, which definitely had a huge impact. And then the dark side mind control also sounds like that would be a good fit, too.
Yeah, if it sounds like it would be, then it probably is. And I know since you've done your whole lifetime emotional clearing, like, the first time I looked at the website, I was kind of like, I have to do all of these. But then after I did a few, I realized, like, a lot of the ones that I thought I needed to do, I actually didn't. I just had, like, an emotional issue around that particular topic that went away after I did my whole lifetime emotional. So that's really great that you've done that. And, gosh, I think we're just about out of time. I just wanted to mention really quickly, Ron, and here, there is, like, you can do these simple things. There are five of them, and we like to call them the five faves, and that's the mind-to-heart drop, which you're already doing. You can increase your life force energy by saying, I now increase my life force energy, and you kind of, like, bring your hands together and then, like, as you say it, you move your hands farther apart. And I command my body energy to shrink wrap, which means if you're in a crowd or you're around a lot of people and you don't want to absorb their energy or have them bumping into you and giving you their stuff, you can say that, and that's really helpful. You can command your spirit to return to your body. And you can also do that finger exercise where you put your index finger in front of your nose and just without thinking about it, see if you're to the left means you're in the past or to the right means you're in the future. And then you can just bring yourself back to the present. So it's like right in the middle of your line of vision. So those are five things that you can do just on a daily basis that are really helpful, especially if you're out and you're not able to access a computer.
Yeah, that's very helpful, to like tools to have when you're out and about.
Right, right.
Okay, and the finger one, that's you put your finger on your nose?
Yeah, like just maybe like a foot in front of your nose, and you see if you're in the left, you're in the past, and if you're in the right, you're in the future, and you want to be in the middle, so you always want to be in the present moment. And then you can just, if it's off to the left or to the right, you just bring it back to the center. And then that centers you and creates you being in the present moment.
Great.
So I actually think we have to go, Ron. I'll say goodnight, and I'll turn it over to you for any last thoughts.
Okay, thank you, everybody. Okay. Thank you, Tierra. Thank you, Elizabeth. So we'll see you later, everybody.
Thank you so much.
And tomorrow is our alien replica call at 5:30 Pacific time, getting rid of replicas of you causing your problems. So thank you, everybody. Blessings. Good night.